Biden claims suburbs will be flooded, burned out because of Trump's inaction on environment, virus, people are dying. By Penny Starr on September 29, 2020. The subject of suburbs and their role in the 2020 presidential election was an issue at the presidential debates on Tuesday, with President Donald Trump claiming that former Vice President Joe Biden, if elected, would destroy American communities through forced diversity. But Biden claimed Trump's inaction on the environment and the coronavirus were the real threats to suburbia, including causing people to die. If he ever got to run this country, and they ran it the way he wants to run it, our suburbs would be gone and you would see problems like you've never seen before, said Trump, who reversed an Obama/Biden rule under the Housing and Urban Development Agency that required suburban neighborhoods to prove they were not discriminating against low-income home seekers and low-income housing developments. He wouldn't know a suburb unless he took a wrong turn, Biden said. I know suburbs so much better, Trump said. I was raised in the suburbs, Biden said. This is not 1950. All these dog whistles and racism do not work anymore. Suburbs are by and large integrated. Biden said people of all races are traveling by car to soccer practice in the suburbs, but they are also dying in these neighborhoods. What's really a threat in the suburbs is his failure to deal with COVID, Biden said. They're dying in the suburbs. His failure to deal with the environment, they're being flooded, Biden said. They're being burned out because his refusal to do anything. That's why the suburbs are in trouble. As Breitbart News reported, Trump has, in fact, spoken about the natural diversity in America's suburbs today. Trump said, by the way, 30% of the people living in suburbia are minority groups. African American, Hispanic American, Asian American. They're minority groups. They don't want to have their American dream fulfilled and then have a low-income housing project built right next to their house or in the neighborhood. They don't want it. That's not part of the deal. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.